Matthew Mole, Let Me On Five. Right, it's coming up for 30 minutes after 11. We'll do your coming out songs in just a bit. You tell us when you were born. We go figure out what song was number one on the radio on that amazing day. But right now, first, here's something that's worth knowing. It's one of those things where it's like, you do have to be aware of what the law says. And it can be difficult. But if you receive a summons, what do you have to do?
The Burning Question. All things legal. On
5 FM. I believe Ronald Ulysses Swanson.
He stepped out. Can I take a message?
Sure. Tell him you just won a free dinner from St. Elmo's Steakhouse.
I'm Ron Swanson.
You've been served. Have a nice day.
I don't like you.
A summons is the first document in the litigation process, also known as a court case process. So if someone has an issue with you, then they will send you a letter of demand. And if you don't respond to that letter of demand, they will start the court process, and they do this by sending you a summons.
Serve with a summons from a court, which will be accompanied with a complaint, which is the petition that starts the lawsuit.
Now, the summons is a document that gives you all the information about the matter, and it explains exactly what you need to do. It is essentially summoning you to court. The person instituting the claim is called the plaintiff, and the person against who the claim is being instituted, you, are the defendant. And it's worthwhile checking that you are indeed the defendant and that you haven't been served the wrong person's papers by mistake. Sometimes the summons will have a brief explanation in the summons itself, and which it will be a more detailed document and will tell you what exactly the case is about. And so you can always read that. How do you get a summons? And this is very fancy. It's brought to you by the sheriff of the court.
Hi, I'm looking for Jessica Day.
Oh, right here.
You've just been served.
What?
What do you do next? Do not ignore it. Once you receive a summons, that's it. There's no going back. If you ignore the summons, then judgment can be granted against you because you've been given notice to appear in court and you failed to do so. So it's really important not to ignore a summons. It's also worth knowing that it's actually a criminal offense to avoid a summons being served on you. You can't hide from the sheriff, you can't lie about who you are, and you can't have someone lie on your behalf. If someone is there to deliver a summons to you, you have to just accept it. Then, just read the whole summons and it will tell you exactly what to do. But in short, you need to notify the plaintiff and the court that you wish to defend. You do this by giving what